Community leaders in King County are angry about flyers distributed last week in Burien. They listed the home addresses of undocumented immigrants alleged to have committed crimes. 88.5's Paula Whistle was in Burien today as leaders denounced the flyers. She's with me now in the studio. And Paula, good afternoon.
Hi, Ed.
You know, before we get into what you saw today in Burien, let's back up and get a little background. What happened exactly with these flyers?
Well, it was last week, about 3,600 flyers went out to residents in Burien. Now, it included a map with addresses of where the flyer said illegal aliens and gang criminals live, which is kind of incendiary right there. It was sent out by a group called Respect Washington, which worked against the Sanctuary City movement in Burien and is just generally has worked against what they call illegal immigration. Now, the sheriff and others who kind of looked over this said, well, one problem is that a lot of the addresses were old. People may not even live there anymore, or their family members may live there and be perfectly innocent. And, you know, this could cause all kinds of problems. Beyond the concern about that this may not even be accurate information, even accurate information, that it could just promote vigilantism and you know, really could put people at risk. And also just that it kind of divides the community. King County Executive Dal Constantine said, you know, well, for him, he said it was kind of personal. He said he went to preschool like half a mile away, and this isn't the Burien he knows. And then you kind of will hear echoes of the 2016 election, you know. He says, you know, Donald Trump promoted divisiveness, and this area voted overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton.
I don't think that the people who rejected Donald Trump and his hateful agenda by more than 75% here in Burien are going to tolerate this. America must be a beacon of hope and of opportunity for the world. But this right-wing hate group is willing to risk innocent lives to advance its political agenda.
That's Dal Constantine, the King County executive there. And Paula, you mentioned public safety concerns, including worries about vigilante justice. And I'm wondering if authorities in Burien are taking any action about it.
Well, you know, we should mention that these flyers were perfectly legal. That information is public information. You know, you can get that information of who's been charged with a crime and that sort of thing. And even if it's old information or they never were convicted, you know, that information is it's legal to obtain that, and it's legal to collate it in that way. But, you know, what they're doing is reaching out to community groups to raise awareness, he says, and just help people get the need if they need it. And then the sheriff has said that he'll just be on the lookout for any kind of action that people take against people on that list.
And we know from prior reporting that we've done here at KNKX that, you know, immigration policy has been a central issue in the city council elections in Burien, for example.
Well, exactly. The sanctuary city, you know, it became a sanctuary city, which for Burien meant that police and others in the city government couldn't ask about someone's immigration status. That really divided the community and the council. And they say that, you know, I mean, it said that police couldn't ask about that. And but the people who were at the event, including Hugo Garcia, said, you know, it's great that people are coming out and did this press conference, but really for immigrants, which is, you know, become a huge part of the population now, there need to be more services like translation services at city council meetings. Here's Hugo.
We need an immigration task force here in Burien so that we have a way to communicate to elected officials in a safe manner what is going on, because as you can see right here, right now, the hate is growing, and it's not something that you see, you know, hundreds of thousands of miles away in small towns. It's right here in Burien, right next door to Seattle, in the heart of King County.
I don't know if you can hear it or not, Ed, but in the background, there was a man yelling while Hugo was speaking at the microphone, and the man was yelling, "You lie, that's not true," kind of in, you know, an indication of what the tensions are like right now in Burien.
All right. Paula Whistle, thank you very much.